opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
You know, I'm really disappointed in that last commercial break. They did not give us the phone number for pocket catheters.
I forgot.
How am I supposed to call them?
I have two pocket catheters. I'll lend you one of my pocket catheters.
That's 1-800. Pocket catheter. Anyway, that's just my opinion of, not the opinion of Blue Sky Broadcasting. Anyway, it's Wednesday. This is 1400 AM KSBT, 1450 KBFI, North Idaho Radio. A quick reminder that you can listen to any of our wonderful live programming, or even listen to our archived programming at NorthIdahoRadio.com, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
What if we don't have wonderful program? Can you listen to the not wonderful programming?
Yeah. In fact, you can do that pretty often. It's just my opinion, not that of Blue Sky Broadcasting. It is Wednesday, and that's not my opinion. That's a fact. North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. Time for yet another edition of Ricky's Top 10. And get this. Yes, it is the top-rated, top 10 radio talk show that airs locally on Wednesdays in the noon hour.
What?
Yeah, that's right. I fact-checked this as well. Again, this is the top-rated, top 10 radio talk show that airs locally on Wednesdays in the noon hour.
Wow.
Number one. Who would have thought when we came up with this idea years ago it would be this successful?
You know, we have the five-timer guest t-shirts. I'm going to make us number one t-shirts.
Yeah. Deaf.
That we have to wear when we're in the studio.
Totes deaf, dude. Anyway, each week when Ricky and I actually show up, anyway, we take a look at a topic. We weren't here last week.
We were not here. I don't remember what I even was doing last Wednesday.
We were going to take a boat, but it was like 70
degrees.
Sure,
right. Yeah. So we just didn't do anything.
We didn't do anything. Yep. But we didn't show up. But we're here now. And we so every Wednesday that we do show up, we take a look at a top 10 list. And something pertinent to what's happening and what's happening right now, of course, summer. I mean, full-blown and thank God,
all-out summer.
Smoke-free.
Yes.
So far, first one in 5 or 6 years. We're just having nice, we'll be in the 90s again today. Mm-hmm. And with so many otherwise normal summer activities canceled this year, a lot of folks, more than ever, have been taking to camping. And many of them don't usually camp all that much. So with that, of course, comes some problems.
A couple.
They don't know what they're doing. So Ricky and I went out searching the world, the globe, for the world-renowned expert on camping do's and don'ts. Yes. And I can't believe we found her.
It's like that Liza Minnelli song where she travels the world to find love, and then it ends up in Czechoslovakia finding the man who lives next door to her in New York, and they fall in love.
Yeah.
So it's like we traveled the world. We looked for a world-renowned camping expert. We came back to Sandpoint. And found her.
She works right here at the Outdoor Experience on First Avenue in Sandpoint next to McDuff's. Samantha Carson is with us, and her and Ricky will do their top... What are you doing? Your top 10 things to do at camping?
Yes, top 10 to-dos when camping.
This is supposed to be a positive message. You know, nobody likes to be told what not to do. So I'm going to tell you what.
Well, I have a list of Travel Channel's do's and don'ts for campers. Perfect. So I'm going to have some don'ts. But here's something you should do, especially
camping.
Something you should do today if you're looking for employment. One of the great companies in Sandpoint, anywhere actually, Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse Foods in Sandpoint hiring right now. They're holding a job fair this very moment until 4 o'clock this afternoon. They have dozens of positions available, entry level starting at $13 to $16 an hour. What are we doing here? Yeah. Derek, our engineer, wants to be a blue cheese taster.
I'm not even getting paid for this show. What are we doing?
We could be making $13 to $16 right this very hour.
Dang, I want to raise.
And because Lighthouse is 100% employee-owned, they offer great benefits, including 401ks. You can't just show up for their job fair. You need to make an appointment because that's in the safety, health interest of everybody. Yeah. Go to lighthousefoods.com. And if there's anybody in the Sandpoint area, or even Bonner's Ferry, in North Idaho, complains that there's no jobs around here. There are. Everybody. everybody is hiring.
Everybody
so
is hiring.
So get off your butt and get a job. Go to Lighthouse Foods. Yeah.
Subscribe to the Chamber of Commerce Wednesday newsletter, and we will send you a full job listing.
Yeah. I mean, I was reading that off out loud to Savannah, who God knows needs a fifth job.
Yes.
And just everybody is hiring. So that doesn't work. Bad news kind of thing. Angels Over Sandpoint, we're going to have a fundraising movie shown out at the barn. It's a drive-in movie theater this Saturday, but they have canceled it. So just passing that along. I think they ran into technical difficulties. It was going to be hard to pull off. So that's not happening. But you know what is happening starting today?
What?
The Bonner County Fair.
Oh.
It is opening right now. It's Wednesday through Saturday, of course. Lots of family fun, including fair food, which is always fun. Displays, exhibits, and more. Go to bonnercountyfair.com for more information, or 263-8414. And besides the fair, tomorrow night they have Maya Kohal and Devin Wade bands playing in the outdoor arena. And I think for the first time ever, they're having like dancing in the arena itself.
Interesting.
Kick up your heels for that. Two of Sandpoint's great bands, of course. And then Friday night is the Challenge of Champion Bull Riding. Mm. And Saturday is Wade Brown, who you know.
I do.
related to us witties. He will be in here with the Demolition Derby. He will be on the show tomorrow. And Jason Maddox from Challenge of Champions will be on my show tomorrow. So that's happening. Also tomorrow, McDuff's has live music with John Daffron. And Winery's gotten really big into jazz. They have Bright Moments again on Friday night.
Bright Moments has gotten really big into Sandpoint.
Yeah.
It's all they do these days.
Yeah. Let's see what else is going. Live music at the Beer Hall on Friday, Devin Wade. So you can see Devin Wade Thursday and Friday. Farmer's Market, of course, happening on Saturday. And they are back
in Farman Park.
In Farman Park.
Yeah.
It'll be the third week in a row they've been back there. Mm-hmm. Doing that, so that's always fun. And let's see, Beer Hall Live Music Saturday with Mostly Harmless. So entertainment's coming back slowly but surely to the area. I don't know if that means Brown Salmon Truck will be back anytime soon. But
long live Brown Salmon Truck. It will never, ever go away, whether you like it or not.
And their lead singer is our guest today. We'll be talking about camping do's. And we'll do that with Ricky's Top 10 right after this.
This is Eve Knutson. It's hot summer savings at Knutson Chevrolet. You could be cruising in a new 2020 Chevy Equinox all-wheel drive, MSRP $29,780, by this former service loaner for only $21,980 plus tax and fees after rebate. Or get ready to hit the back roads in a new 2020 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab 4x4, MSRP $41,785. Buy it now for $33,991 plus tax and fees after rebate. Test drive our new shopping experience with Shop Click Drive at Knutson.com. Find the vehicle you like and schedule a test drive. We'll bring it to your home or office, or schedule a time just for you at the dealership. Take advantage of 0% financing for 84 months on approved credit through GM Financial on selected models. Our offer ends August 31st. Experience our commitment to your safety and security. Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet, minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polson Avenue, Post Falls. Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
Hello, this is Nevin Neal, pastor of Bonners Ferry Baptist Church, and I have this question for you. In a world filled with so many ideas, theories, philosophies, and doctrines, how does a person determine what is true and what is false, what is right and what is wrong? I imagine most people at the end of the day have decided to rely upon their own reasoning as the final say-so. Yet the Bible cautions us against this method. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil." Proverbs 16:25 says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." I would like to encourage you today to trust the Bible. Trust the Word of God. God will never steer you wrong. If you'd like to contact us here at Bonners Ferry Baptist Church, you can reach us at 267-3746 or find us at bfbaptist.com.
What kind of career are you looking for? Do you dream of using your creative talents in the movie business? How about the advertising world? Or would you rather work in fashion? At Academy of Art University, we can help you get the art and design skills and experiences that employers want. Hundreds of top companies in the Bay Area and around the world have hired graduates from the Academy. You'll be trained by professional faculty members that have worked in the industry, so your education is practical and focused on what real-world companies want. You can get your degree at our San Francisco campus or anywhere online. Do what you want to do with your life. Call right now to get more information.
800-811-5321. 800-811-5321. 800-811-5321. That's 800-811-5321.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Wait, did you write down that 800 number?
5321.
They said 5321. I was like, you forgot the four. I thought it was Derek counting us down when to come in.
Oh my gosh.
And he forgot the four.
Well, that's he isn't that bright.
He would do. Anyway, we are back.
He just changed our voices, didn't he?
Thanks for not turning off your radio, those of you who haven't done that yet. And it is Wednesday, North Idaho Wednesday, here on KSBT KBFI. I'm Bob Witte, joined by Ricky and Samantha. It's Ricky's Top 10. And Ricky, take it away.
Oh, hey, thanks. You've done this before. Yeah. You know the rules.
Like camped or...
Yes, camped and the Top 10 show. You're a second timer.
Yeah, very organized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots very of technical. Rules.
Yes.
Well, I think that to kick it off, if you don't mind,
yes,
me jumping in here because that's what I do. Why don't you both tell us your favorite secret camping spots?
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah. I like City Sam Beach. Owen. City Beach is fun to camp at.
That's a good one.
In front of Condo del Sol. Yeah. Is nice. Right
Sand
by the pool.
Point Avenue.
I usually camp in Farman Park. That's my
or
that's
right
my
in front
spot.
Of Trinity is
yeah.
good.
Yeah,
they love that.
Oh, that's a good one.
But they're not open for lunch right now, so it's kind of a bummer. Yeah. Anyway, you're doing your top 10 things about camping.
Yes.
Samantha, of course, is one of the camping experts at Outdoor Experience on First Avenue in downtown Sandpoint.
I think maybe I just know a camping expert. I don't know if that's me.
I feel like you're good at camping. Anyway, let's start with your number 10 was the point that I was getting at.
So is number 10 like the most important one or the least important?
Least important.
Okay. I just want to start by saying these are all equally important.
Yes.
Okay, here's a good one. This one's nice and fun and light.
Okay.
I think that it's important to take note of what you're seeing. Identify the birds, identify the trees, what plants are edible. Did you see a loon today? Did you see a flying squirrel, which I saw last time right in front of my face? All those things, and talk about it, and then, you know, make that list and tell people what you saw, because that's fun and you remember it, and like that's why you're out there. So.
Here's my thing with flying squirrel. Well, first, excellent. That was a very good
thank
one.
Thank you. That's
so
what
here's my thing. Flying squirrels don't really fly. They just fall. Great. They should be falling squirrels.
Okay, but the wind, their wings or whatever, arms, whatever
their
you call
skin
that,
flaps.
Catches wind and they can go certain directions.
So gliding squirrels.
They're gliding squirrels. They're not flying. So anyways, I saw a gliding squirrel right in front of my face.
The this gliding
is science,
squirrel.
Folks. Ricky's Top 10, your number one science show. Yeah.
So how do you know, you mentioned edible plants. So do you just have fellow campers taste all the plants and whoever survives, you know that?
Definitely don't do that. I'm going to say the word don't. No. I mean, get a book.
Yes.
And just like, did you
do
know that
get a book.
That fir tips have lots of electrolytes in it and you can pop it in your water bottle and feel better.
Wow.
Like drugs?
No, not like that.
Not like
no,
Fast Eddie.
No. But no, I mean, definitely be careful, but just, you know, it's pretty cool to know that stuff.
That's like, cool.
Yeah. That's interesting.
And it could save your life.
Totally. My number 10, remember whose house you're in.
Oh, you
know?
Yeah.
You're sleeping outdoors. I get it. This is somebody's home, you know? It's actually a lot of people's homes, if by people I mean bugs and animals and plants. So you have to be respectful of that. Be a good house guest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's something to do.
Yeah.
And like you said, look around.
Yeah.
Take a minute.
Yeah.
Take it in.
Be grateful.
Exactly. You know, appreciate the decorations.
Don't trash it. I mean, there's the don't word, but.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. Number 9.
Yeah. So kind of going along with that is you've all heard tread lightly. It's important if you're in an area and they have trails, the trails are there for a reason. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it takes many, many years for an ecosystem to recover when you break those rules. Now, if there are not trails, which a lot of times when I go camping, there are not trails, it's, I look down and I look what I'm stepping on and not stepping on. And that's also another way to be able to, you know, see everything too. It's like, oh my gosh, look at this bright orange tiny mushroom or whatever it is. But not just trampling on stuff. And if you're going up a hill, you don't just grab any branch and snap it off and, you know, stuff like that. So do tread lightly and be nice to the earth.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
My number nine, bring biodegradable toilet paper.
Absolutely.
You know, that's thinner, I understand, but it also biodegrades. Mm-hmm.
So are you hinting at you two go camping in places that don't have, like, bathrooms?
Well, I only camp in hotels.
City Beach.
Yeah.
But if,
if you were away from a bathroom.
Like, when I go camping, and, you know, I check in at the front desk and get my camping room key.
Yes.
And order room service. Yeah, that's
for... You always ask for biodegradable toilet paper.
Biodegradable toilet paper, and then I throw it out the window.
Yes. Because
it degrades bio.
Bob Witte, don't do that, okay?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
It's too soon to joke about toilet paper.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
Anyway.
Let's do our number eight.
Yeah, let's get number eight in here.
Yeah. Okay. This one we all know. We all know this one, and this is not, I mean, this is one of the most important ones, but, you know, pack it in, pack it out. Mm-hmm. Bring trash bags for your stuff, and also bring a couple extras for stuff you may find that others may have accidentally left.
Excellent.
And, you know, I think that maybe having a pair of gloves is a good idea, because we accidentally found a tent full of burnt, dirty diapers one time at a campsite.
Gross.
And I'm sure it was an accident, but we had gloves to clean it up. So, you know, maybe be prepared to go that extra mile, that extra step.
Like the mattress that we accidentally pulled out of the woods last
accidentally
time. Somebody accidentally left it.
Yeah. You know,
the wind picked up.
I mentioned Travel Channel's do's and don'ts. Their number 10 of things to do is do your part to minimize your eco footprint. While communing with nature is nice, so is being ecologically mindful. The most important way you can help is to leave with everything you came with, especially your trash. Also, Samantha, bring an extra trash bag to collect any litter left behind by less considerate campers.
Aww. Or just accidentally dropped.
Just forgot.
Yes.
You know, but halfway home, the husband probably said to the wife, oh, we left those dirty diapers in the...
Oh, dang.
Darn
oh,
it.
Dang.
Should we turn around? No, Samantha's coming next.
I'm sure they turned around, but we cleaned it up before they got there.
Exactly.
It was probably...
Yeah, they were on their way
for
back.
For sure. Mm-hmm. No one would do that.
No. So my number eight, having recently survived a bear attack while camping.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Tie your food up at night.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of bear attack stories that are not, I should have the, if anyone has actually been attacked by a bear, none of these were actual bear attack stories, just bear witnessed accounts in the woods, because you're in their house. Don't just willy-nilly leave, like, say, a half a, you know, thing of cookies laying around that you wanted to eat for breakfast the next day.
Yeah, because it might even be somebody in your campsite might get into them too. And,
it's true.
Doesn't remember
having
done it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, that's on my list too. There's a little bit of controversy about what the do's and don'ts of hanging your food. Some places require you to have a hard-sided canister. So definitely before you go camping somewhere, check out what the requirements are. The thing about hanging your stuff, which you should do, because, I mean, even for mice and you know, rodents and stuff like that, but for bear safety, I mean, it's kind of a hard thing to do is hang your bear bag, because, or your food bag, because there's required, they say your bag should be 12 feet off the ground, 5 feet from the trunk, and 5 feet below the lowest limb, because obviously bears can climb.
They can climb.
Yeah. And the other thing is, like, the method. A lot of times people tie a rock to the end of their rope and then kind of sidearm it across the limb. Well, if you haven't had practice, this isn't funny, but it can literally come back and smash you in the face. And there has actually been recorded deaths of doing that.
Ooh.
So, I mean, definitely practice in your yard or wear a helmet. That's what I got for that.
That's a really good tip. Yeah. I've literally never tied my food in a tree.
We always do. But we have had mice eat through stuff. So
I've had mice eat through. I've heard of mice eating through people's
I've
tents
mice.
to get to the food inside their tent.
Absolutely.
So it's 100%.
Yeah. I've been on camping trips when we've warned other people who obviously have never camped or haven't camped much that, you know, you can't leave your ice chest just sitting there on your table overnight. Although they would just laugh and you get up in the morning and everything's gone.
Yeah. We strap ours with a ratchet strap. We slip our coolers and usually move them away from the campsite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Well, good. And we have Samantha here and Ricky. Do you want to do another one or should we move on?
Let's take a break.
Yeah, let's
talk. I'm tired.
We need a break.
I'm
yeah,
tired. We'll
take a little siesta. We come back. It's Ricky's top 10 things to do while camping in the great outdoors. Stick around.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Sandpoint Superdrug is conveniently open 7 days a week with all the essentials you need. Stop by their pharmacy, immune support area, nutrition center, or shop for household and hardware items. You can always call ahead to order your prescriptions online. They have in-store pickup, free in-town delivery, and curbside pickup. In their expanded hardware department, you'll find the things that you need for all of your home projects. Ask about their contractor discounts. Sandpoint Superdrug is here to help. Located on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
8 seconds may not feel like a long time,
but when it means the difference between winning or losing everything,
it can last a lifetime.
The boys are back in town.
It's the Coastal Farm and Ranch Challenge of Champions Professional Bull Riding Tour, presented by Selkirk Saddle Club at the Boundary County Fairgrounds in Bonner's Ferry.
Come watch legends in the making. And hold on, you're in for one heck of a ride with one exciting night of professional bull riding. This Saturday, 7 p.m., gates open at 6.
Come watch as these men compete in the ultimate competition of man versus beast.
Get your tickets now at cctbullriding.com or at the gate.
Thank you to all our great sponsors.
It's the Coastal Farm and Ranch Challenge of Champions Professional Bull Riding Tour, presented by Selkirk Saddle Club at the Boundary County Fairgrounds this Saturday night at 7 p.m. Be there.
Welcome back to the Raptors. I'm Roy, he's Stan. We're from Triple Play over in North Idaho.
Hey, I have some news. I got my new phone today.
Wouldn't that be breaking news?
Okay, funny guy. Not bad, Roy, not bad.
Seriously, how many phones have you broken at this point?
You know, 3 or 4 dozen or so.
How does one dinosaur break that many phones?
Accidentally kicking it into the wave pool, losing it in the dark on XD Dark Ride, watching it tumble into the water at mini golf, unintentionally crushing it while bowling.
I'd say I can't believe it, but I can. I totally can.
Do you have pockets? I don't either.
The Raptors are brought to you by Triple Play, where you can race go-karts, play laser tag, climb a ropes course, and splash around in Raptor Reef indoor water park. Plus, it's all attached to a cozy hotel. Visit 3play.com.
I gotta show you this funny picture of my phone.
And score another for the wave pool.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. We have Ricky's Top 10. Samantha from Outdoor Experience, located on 1st Avenue in downtown Sandpoint, is our guest here today. We're talking about Top 10 things to do while camping in the great outdoors. And so far, we've talked about Rocky, the flying biodegradable squirrel.
And, gliding. He's actually gliding.
Gliding. Falling. Squirrel. Free falling. Isn't that a song? Anyway, Ricky, where are we at with our top tens?
We're on number 7.
Oh, boy.
Wow, choked up.
Samantha.
Okay, so I just want to repeat. I'm totally out of order here, but I have one. This is just for, well, I'm just going to say it. Have gear that prepares you for any kind of weather. Mm. You know, cotton kills people. So have some quick dry. Is that yours?
This is literally my number 7. I wrote cotton kills! Exclamation point.
No way. Yes. We're so connected.
Wait, we had somebody else in the room. What do you mean cotton kills? What, explain.
Explain.
Well, it you want something that's quick drying, something that takes the moisture away and doesn't sit on your skin.
So cotton, wet. Say it's, you know, relatively, it doesn't have to be freezing out, but it could be cold and like mm-hmm. cooling down in the evening and you've been wearing cotton and sweating in it. It will stay mm-hmm. wet for a while. It won't dry off quickly and then it will lower your body temperature exponentially because you're then sitting in a cold cotton shirt, whereas something like wool or a silk base layer will dry off quickly and even wick away some body moisture.
Wick
exactly away. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Do you know of any like outdoor experience stores that mm-hmm. sell things like that?
Like stores that sell things that help you experience the outdoors?
Yeah. I've heard of a place down on First Avenue next to McDuff's Beer Hall. Brewery. And
Larson's?
Yeah, no. It's called Outdoor Experience.
Across the street.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it is located at 314 North First Avenue, Sandpoint, Idaho, 83864.
Nice.
But going along with gear, like just kind of knowing how it's made, where it's come from, you know, if you're getting something with down in it, and I know people might roll their eyes at me, but like there's actual traceable down. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important to just know how it's made, where it comes from, you know, and do a little bit of homework. But yeah, also just being appropriate, you know, this area has so many microclimates. If you don't know what's going to happen. So have something that's waterproof around and
exactly.
You'll be safe.
Yeah.
It is the third week of August. There was back in 91, August the 21st, because it was your younger sister's first birthday.
Oh, it's the 21st.
Oh, you guys are related?
It snowed.
Oh, yeah.
On August the 21st, we woke up to about 3 inches of snow right here in Sandpoint, Idaho. Mm-hmm. So good point, Samantha. You just never know what you're going to get. I mean, by 10:30 that morning, it was 72 degrees.
Right. Absolutely.
Yes.
You just never know. And in this day and age of technology, you can Google anything, go to campsites and check out the latest in gear and things like that.
Well, and I understand too, because I was one of these people, like I have 98% of my wardrobe is cotton. It's my favorite thing to wear. And I was like, why am I spending so much money on wool base layers for outdoor experiences? And really came to the conclusion, because I really believe in this as a wardrobe in general, is that quality pieces last a lot longer.
Absolutely.
And like you were saying, it's traceable. You know where everything came from and where it was made and how it was made. And that is where the price comes in too, is that
absolutely.
It's quality and it will last a lot longer. And it's made from sustainable things that are good for everybody. It's just,
absolutely.
It's worth it.
It's definitely worth it. Agreed.
Very good.
Thank you.
Number seven.
That was my number seven.
We had a tie for number seven. That is,
and it is, it's actually, it's my friend Perky. I hear her literal voice in my head every time I wear cotton out that I'm sweating in. She goes, cotton kills, cotton kills.
You just sound like a parrot. Perky is not a parrot,
she's
by
not
the
a
way.
She's a real person.
Perky the flying parrot.
Gliding parrot.
Falling parrot. All right.
So I have a question for you guys. We're talking about camping dues. Is either one of you in your top 10 have a leave a copy of your itinerary with somebody who's not going on your camping trip?
I don't leave a copy, but I do call my younger sister.
Don't call your father,
no,
for example.
I call my younger sister, who is very responsible and worries a lot. And I say, if I'm not back on this day at this time, call the sheriff. And it typically is like minutes before she has the phone in her hand to call somebody that I will call her back.
But I know you both like to camp in your secret spots. Do you actually tell people where you're going?
I tell Julia roughly which section of the Kinixu Forest Service map I will be on.
Yeah. Yeah, gotcha. We always tell someone. I didn't put it on my list because mm-hmm. my list was more geared towards the environment mm-hmm. and not me. You know, like, I don't want to be your mom, but I want you to treat the land better. But no, you should definitely tell someone for sure.
Yeah, I think that's a very good one that should be on our list.
Oh, just checking. Just...
No, I like that one. Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
Very good. So without having brought it, where do you guys secretly like to camp?
Mostly Canada.
Yeah.
Especially this year.
I camp in Montana a lot. You can just pull over anywhere in Montana. It's all fields, really.
Fun fact, we just found this out before we came on here. Butte, Montana is the Irish capital city of the United States.
What?
Who would have thought?
Huh.
Who would have thought? Anyway, we'll talk. Right. That's another show. Right now, it's top 10 camping do's. And Samantha, we are on number six.
Okay. Number six. This is, I'm going to say this in the most positive way possible. Do take your bee traps down with you. You take them with you. I understand people have allergies. I get it. You know, just if you clean up your stuff correctly and sew it correctly, hopefully it won't attract as many, but don't leave them there, man. Bees are important, right. And do whatever you want to do, but do take them with you because they're also really gross to look at.
Good one.
So are you talking about like the yellow jacket traps or actual bee traps?
Well, all of them. I think they're yellow jacket traps, but
I think that
you don't need to.
Yeah, yellow jacket traps generally don't get like honeybees.
Right.
Aren't attracted to them. But I think people probably are leaving them in good faith thinking, I'm doing everybody a favor.
Sure. I said it in a positive way because think that they probably are.
Right.
But it is kind of weird. Think about, here I am communing with nature like no one's ever been here before. Yeah. Maybe Native Americans, 100 years ago. Oh, and look, they left a bee trap.
Yeah. Or six. You know, no offense. I care about all of you and I don't want you to get stung.
Oh, and is that toilet paper hanging from the limb?
Speaking of that, my number six, bring a poop shovel.
Oh, gosh.
A shovel designated. And here's the thing. The poop shovel, the number one rule of poop shovels that we've both been preached to about is it never actually touches the poop. You dig a hole with the poop shovel.
Oh, you're scared. That's my number one, man.
Hole, and then you use the poop shovel to rebury the poop. So the poop shovel never touches the poop.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, if you're going to go there, that's like my number one.
I mean, we'll
list.
Talk about this again. I think it comes up later on my list as
Does
well.
It come up? Okay. Well, wait, I'll wait then.
So this is just for dramatic emphasis.
To be continued.
Bring a poop shovel.
What's a poop shovel?
So what is a poop shovel? Can you get one at the outdoor experience?
Yes, you can. It's a trowel.
Yeah.
It's lightweight and it has a serrated edge.
Yeah.
It's just a little shovel.
It's usually
it's
plastic.
A little shovel.
Yeah.
Does it fold for no particular reason?
I've seen some that fold. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But
it folds.
There's all kinds.
For the particular reason to fit it in your backpack while you're backpacking.
That you bought at outdoor experience?
Yeah, we actually sell those there. Quite a lot of them too. Well, just come on down. I'll sell you a poop shovel.
Ask for Samantha. Let's do our number fives, and then we'll take our final break. And then I just can't wait to hear what Samantha's number one's going to be.
Oh, gosh. No.
I feel like our number fives might be the same, too. What's your number
I don't
five?
Know. I'm curious. So mine is talking about cleaning up properly is, hopefully you can pack reusable dishes. I know that's the hippie coming out in me, but it's a lot easier than you think. And when you are washing your dishes, you're going to want to use natural soaps, obviously, but a lot of people kind of think that they can go down to the lake and wash their dishes into the lake. Oh. So you're going to want to stay. What I found was 200 feet away from the water. Even when you're brushing your teeth, you know, anything like that doesn't really need to be done right in the water. So, use reusable stuff so you don't have to throw it in the fire or pack it out. And, you know, before you come in, if you've got food like meat that you're going to barbecue and stuff, that try and throw that plastic and whatever you get it in away at home before you even come. Then you're not going to have that yellow jacket
all that
problem
extra,
bears as much. Not guaranteed, but it's just another way to be safe.
Totally.
Yeah, you don't want to brush your teeth in the lake or even in a stream. We were camping years ago in Yosemite, California, and got up in the morning. I thought, there's this river coming through the campground. I went over and brushed my teeth in the river. And about a week later, was suffering horribly from giardia, really, really bad experience.
Yes. It's a bad outdoor experience.
It's a bad outdoor experience.
For a long time.
Ricky, you're number five.
My number five, and this is a lot less about the environment and more about a personal preference of mine that is not important to anyone at all except for me. I get that like marshmallows and chocolate, like s'mores ingredients are very popular to bring on a camp trip as a dessert. I find it impractical, especially when you're camping in the summer, like most people do. So my suggestion is to bring candy that doesn't melt. Get like lemon heads or, hard candies that you can put into a separate container. So you're not bringing the plastic containers or, cardboard with you, and bring those candies.
People are going to throw rocks at you for saying not bring s'mores.
I'm just saying it's a lot more practical. And then you can put it in your trail mix and it's not going to get all globby and melty.
Yeah.
People just bring melty candy all the time on camping, and it drives
me insane. One of your things.
Yeah, it's one of my things.
Well, that's okay. I think that's fair.
It's not an important thing, but it's my particular thing.
All right. Well, we're gonna take a break so I can talk to these two about their personal things. And when we come back, we'll be at number four. We have Samantha. It's Ricky. Ricky's top 10 for this week. Top 10 things to do while camping. Stick around.
Summer is the time to hit the open road. Make sure your windshield is in tip-top shape for your next road trip by stopping in to Specialty Auto Glass today. Heat, air conditioning, road vibration, or even a hard close on your car door can cause the smallest rock chip to suddenly spread across the entire windshield. Don't forget, Specialty can save you time and money with their mobile auto glass service. That's right, Specialty Auto Glass will come to your work, home, or wherever is convenient for you. Specialty Auto Glass, just off of Highway 95 in Ponderay. Specialty Auto Glass.
Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel and this is Pet Talk. Summer is upon us and the children are out of school and enjoying endless summer days with their favorite pets and friends. It's not unusual for our dogs to spend a lot of time in the water over the summer months. Sometimes we will find our pets developing skin problems associated to repeated and prolonged periods of being wet. Sometimes it's just around the neck due to a wet collar. Sometimes it's in hard to dry areas. In many cases, it shows up as skin irritations or even infections known as hot spots. It may help to bathe your pet after it swims, or just be sure it's thoroughly dried before it goes to sleep. If problems persist, don't hesitate to call your local veterinarian for help. This has been Pet Talk, and I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel wishing you and your pets a great day.
The historic City of State Line, the gateway to North Idaho, invites you to take it to the line this summer as all businesses are open once again. Take advantage of the low, low Idaho prices on gas and tobacco products at A1 Smoke Shop, Amerimar, Liberty Stop and Go, and Lou's Smoke Shop. There's great food available at Smoke and Mike's, Blue Taco, and Cooper's Express. And the nightlife is buzzing once again at the Saddle Sore Inn, El Patio, Little Italy, Cruisers, Nashville North, and State Line Showgirls. Take it to the line, State Line, Idaho.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-547-4170. 800-547-4170. 800-547-4170. That's 800-547-4170.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Yes, that's 800-547-4170. 800-547-4170.
O or 0?
Good question.
Just saying.
Speaking of numbers, we're on number four of Ricky's top 10. We have Samantha with us from Outdoor Experience and talking about top 10 things to do at camping. I have a question for you guys. Do you ever, I know some of the people that you hang out with and I've known them like that might be sitting around in someone's backyard having a barbecue. It's getting kind of late at night and thinking, let's go camping. Do you ever go camping and arrive in the dark?
It's happened.
Not necessarily on purpose. No. You know, like when you go to set out around noon and then you go over to your friend's house that says they're ready. I'm just going to say they, neutral pronouns. Hey. And then you watch them putz around their house and shower and pack and mow the lawn.
Repack.
You know, repack. Jake's probably not listening, so it's okay.
I was talking about Nate.
So anyway, my point is people, even seasoned campers, will show up, especially if it's not in a real official quote-unquote campground, and you know, have a hard time with the tent, for example, or know exactly where they are. Maybe end up camping or doing something on a trail, for example, in the dark, and they don't realize they're so in public like that.
My
things like that.
Number one rule that I do when I go camping that I got from you, I'm pointing to Bob Witte, is you set up your tent first. This is what we always did as kids when we were camping. First, set up your tent, and then you at least have that going for you.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea.
You know,
I have, you know, there's something that we do before we set up the tent that I feel is equally or more important, but
oh, cracking open a beer.
Well, yeah, obviously
there's that.
Obviously,
yeah. But yes, yeah, setting up your tent first prevents you from, say, waking up halfway under your truck in the morning.
Nate.
All right, number four, Sam.
Yeah, I don't know. I lost count here because I only have three left, but I'll think of another one.
Yeah. You can always go back to biodegradable toilet paper.
Totally. I want to just share a fact with you, just so you know. 9 out of 10 people in the outdoors are uninformed about their impacts. So this is why we're doing this. But I want to fly through this one because the next two are really important as well as this one. But fires, obviously. Put the fires out. Also a 9 out of 10 fact. 9 out of 10 fires are caused by people.
Whoa.
I don't know. That's what Smokey the Bear said. However, you always want to make sure to check that there's no burn bans. So there aren't any burn bans. If it's windy, just don't do it.
Yeah.
And learn how to make a fire, you know, use big rocks to make your circle. And
put a fire right under a tree.
Yeah, exactly. And if the water level is low, say you go camping when the water's down, you know, try to make your fire that's going to be above where the water will be when it raises back up. That's better for it. Stack your wood away from the fire. But here's a really, really big one. And I, again, I'm going to try and be really positive about this. When you're getting your firewood, if you don't bring it, gather your firewood. If you have skills to cut things down, which I highly do not recommend, don't cut live trees down.
Yes. That's actually my number four, if you will. Only kill things that you will use, including trees.
Yeah, but I mean, there's...
So you can't really burn a live tree. It doesn't work.
And there's so much out there, and it's just, I think people that
really shouldn't
aren't
need
familiar,
to cut things down.
Yeah, if they're not familiar with camping, they think that's the thing to do. And that's... I'm not mad at you. Okay? Just... Do
we're not mad.
She is mad.
We're just using this as a learning experience.
Would, yeah. You
know? Like what... This is what you should do is not cut trees
you
down.
You should. Yes, you should.
And
leave the live trees.
Dead wood that's been laying there for a while obviously will burn. Yeah. And probably the biggest rookie mistake that inexperienced campers do, and I think they're being cool, is they throw all their trash in the fire and then leave thinking, well, it'll just burn and nothing will be there. Well, yeah, nothing will be there, including the forest.
Forest, yeah. And I mean, that's part of this list too is, you know, putting out the fire. I don't know, man. We were there the other day under the Monarchs, and this boat was there all night long and seemed really like really nice people. And then we were paddling back, and their fire was going. And we pulled over, obviously, and put it out. But making sure that you have some sort of device, whether it be a dry bag, a bucket, or they have these really cool collapsible buckets, and dump the water on it, stir it up, dump the water on it, and then dump the water on it again and possibly again.
Yeah.
If you can't touch it. Don't leave.
Don't leave. That's actually my number three also, since you don't have a number three.
Yeah,
I'm just going to go
ahead
and skip ahead. Yeah. My number three is put your fires out completely. Our particular friend, Nate, we'll call him, will always do that one more. Like, you think it's okay. It's not smoking. You can touch it. Just do one more bucket. Like, why not? Just drench it. Obviously, like you were saying, make the fire far enough away from the shoreline in the first place. So don't drench it so that it all starts seeping out everywhere. Keep it contained. But just why not be extra careful? Yeah. Don't start a forest fire. Or do not start a forest fire.
Do not. That's very positive, Ricky.
Thank you. Yes.
Obviously, this time of year, this is the worst time of year and worst news. Big Sur is on fire right now.
I know.
Before we came on the air, was reading about that. And I was just there like 7 months ago. Oof. I'm glad I got to see it when I was still green.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Highway 1 is closed, so
damn,
you're not going there anytime soon. I am totally at a loss of where we're at as far as our numbers.
I don't know. I have two more.
You guys jumped around.
I have two more.
Our lists are very similar, so it's sort of a willy-nilly loose list. Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna say this one's really important, but I want to save time for number one, and this doesn't mean one's better than the other, but I think it's really important right now more than ever is to try and connect our youth with nature and really teach them the ways, because that didn't happen to a lot of people, and that's why these mistakes are being made. I actually wasn't raised that way. I mean, I feel like I have some common sense, but I guess we just didn't go camping very often, but the more we can get kids outside anyways and teach them the right ways, the better off it'll be for the future. But,
Especially right now when there's so many things canceled and so many activities that you would normally be doing during these months, so people are going camping, is teach them the right way when they're young.
And learn the right way, then teach them the right way.
Don't be a Nate.
Exactly.
Just be yourself, not Nate.
Right.
There's some guy out there listening named Nate going, what did I do?
I don't even know a Nate.
It's not me. Two, we already kind of covered. It was one of your bottom ones, but I think that it needs to be reiterated, and it's very important. Leave it cleaner than you found it. Mm. Just take that extra step to do a last sweep of the beach.
And always
make
do
sure
a last
everything's
sweep.
Gone. Go out everywhere that you guys might have been in the forest. Walk the trails. Just pick up anything that's not naturally native to that area, and take it with you. It's not that hard to do. Most of it is micro trash anyway.
I was just gonna say,
it's not like you're hauling giant mattresses out of the woods every time that you go camping. And in that case, too, bring gloves to pick this up. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it's not always great. But
that's a good
You're doing the best you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're lucky you had gloves on diaper day.
Mm-hmm. Day of the diapers. I actually physically wasn't there, but a group of friends found that, and it's a place we go all the time.
Nice. City Beach.
City Beach. No. Okay. Number one. Can we do number one?
Yeah.
Okay. We've already talked about this a little bit, but how do you poop in the woods?
Yeah.
Like a bear.
So
like
my
bear.
Number one is also bring a poop shovel. We'll just get this out of the way. We'll talk about our number ones together.
Yeah. Again. Oh, go ahead.
No, please go.
Again, you're going to want to stay 200 feet from the water, campsite, or trails. Yeah, that's safer, cleaner, and really like
Don't
nice.
You want to do that anyway? Yeah.
Yeah. And so when you were saying you set up
not go on a trail?
Yeah, don't do that.
Go ahead.
When you were saying earlier that you set up your tent first, well, my guy and I, well, he actually usually digs us poop holes first. That's the first thing he does. And I have to tell the story. One of the most romantic things, and I mean this ever, we were camping February 14th, canoe camping. It was a mild winter. And he dug me a poop hole. He did it for me.
So
I don't know. I mean, that really touched my heart.
Yeah.
Was it the number one or the number two thing that he did first?
Ba-dum-bum. but you know, also where it depends where you're going to. Some areas actually require you to carry out your waste. So there are certain things you can buy, certain bags you can buy that help break it down while you're carrying them out. But
So that's both of your number ones. But I have a question while we have a minute left. So I know that you both have your favorite camp spots that aren't necessarily like a official Samoan type campground. How does somebody who's never done that know where it's cool to go and where it's not cool to go? How do you find that out?
Well, you listen to the show.
Obviously, we told everyone our secret
spots. Yeah, you can Google it. I mean, like, are you like 200 feet away? You go find the spot. Is that what you're saying? Like,
camping outside of
like
the
if you're just out in a boat and for the first time you look at look at that little beach over there. Remember, is it okay to camp there?
Probably not. Just don't do it.
Yeah, if you don't know, don't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say do your homework before you go.
Yeah.
You know, the Parks and Rec would be a great place to start.
Maybe the Chamber of Commerce.
Or the Chamber
of
Commerce. They have a lot of maps.
People at Outdoor Experience on First Avenue next to McDuff's Pub, would they know?
They would know, I would say, or they would know where to send you to get better information.
Sure, like the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, somewhere that regulates it.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is that private property is really highly, there's usually a lot of postings and highly protected in this area, so I would just be hesitant to send people out to areas that they are not familiar with.
Very good. Yes. Great information, girls. Great show today. I appreciate that. Ricky, Samantha, thanks for joining us. We'll have
you back
on the show for a third time sometime. I'm back in here tomorrow. We have Jason Maddox from the Challenge of Champions Bull Riding. They'll be happening Friday night at the Bonner County Fair, which is open today, by the way, and for the next couple of days. Also, Wade Brown will join us. He's with the every year. He puts on the Demolition Derby at the fair, and it's happening again this Saturday. So that's the show tomorrow. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
K246CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, a Blue Sky Broadcasting Radio.